NPR's Margot Adler joins us now from the streets on the east side of Midtown Manhattan. Margot, we just heard the mayor say people are calm. Does that seem to be the case where you are?
Absolutely. There are streams of people who have been out here ever since the blackout happened a little after 4. Right now there are streams of people going uptown. Basically, many of the stores have emptied out. Many of the buildings, most of the buildings have all emptied out. Many of the stores are still selling bottles of water. People are going in and getting as much ice cream as they can, figuring it's going to melt. There have been people drinking beer on the street. There's almost been a sense that it's almost like, you know, a kind of snow day, except with 90 degrees, for adults. Basically, people have been very calm. They've been very quickly reassured that this is not a terrorist incident. People are mainly worried about things like getting home. I've been talking to people who live in Staten Island trying to figure out, you know, will the ferries run, things like that. But I would say that the mood is generally very relaxed.
You're very near Grand Central Terminal, a commuter hub. The commuter trains are down. What are those people going to do?
It's closed. The whole Grand Central Terminal is closed. Many people were talking about what shall we do. People were actually thinking of thumbing. I talked to people who were going to thumb rides to Westchester. They were going to stand out in the highway. Some people were trying to get cabs to take them to Westchester. People who were going to the other boroughs were simply going to walk 4 miles, 5 miles. And some people are just still out on the streets, just basically saying, well, let's just wait.
We've heard the mayor and other officials say that there's no indication that this has anything to do with terrorism. We should repeat that. But I imagine that this scene of people being out on the street trying to walk home is very reminiscent for a lot of people about what happened on September 11th 2 years ago.
Well, that was certainly my first feeling. And when it happened, I was actually in the subway. And it was dark, and it was hard to get up about 150, 200 steps. And so that was my first thought, that people were going to be extremely scared, extremely panicked, and that it was going to sort of bring up all this stuff from 2 years ago. But in fact, what I'm at least noticing on the streets is not that kind of feeling.
And what about a police presence? We're heading toward nightfall. There would obviously be concerns about looting if power is not back. New York has certainly seen that before.
I have heard that around Madison Square Garden, it was packed. It was very hard to get out. And that there was there a lot of police presence there where you were there? None. Very little. There were traffic cops. There were traffic cops in the street directing traffic. I haven't seen a huge police presence. I've seen a couple of fire engines. But again, we were told there have been no fires.
And Margot, are people on foot or is there any traffic? Is anything moving where you are?
Yeah, there are actually cars are going down 2nd Avenue pretty regularly. I've heard that the traffic on the bridges are huge. It's really, really difficult. But where I am, traffic is moving down 2nd Avenue and most people are moving up on foot.
Okay, thanks a lot, Margot.
Thank you.
NPR's Margot Adler in Midtown Manhattan.